My name is David Cousins. I live South Thompson, just about 10 minutes from here. I've been a logsman full-time since 1980 when I graduated from the University of Maine in Farmington with a teacher's degree. Figure that one. I have three sons at Lobster. My wife and my sister run Waterman's Beach Lobster, which is a family restaurant which we started 25 years ago. So as you can see, I'm pretty well invested in the industry, and I am not in favor of anything that will harm the industry. I'm also a big picture guy like Bob and Philip, and I'm sure everyone else on the panel here, and I am very concerned about ocean acidification. And in the last 30 years, the chemistry of the ocean has changed dramatically, and that is because we are putting so much carbon dioxide into the ocean. And where I make my living from the creatures coming out of the ocean, that greatly concerns me. And I don't think the answer to our energy problems is drill, baby, drill. I think we need to have a more sophisticated energy policy and use alternative energy that does not pollute the atmosphere or the planet. And wind is one of those. I think there's some other ones, maybe a coming, hydrogen, fusion. Who knows what's going to be there, but fossil fuels, I don't think, are the answer. And I think we have an opportunity here to be the first major player in the United States in wind on the ocean. And I think that's probably better suited for it than all the, you know, arguments we've heard about mountaintops and they don't want it in their backyard. Well, it's going to be in my backyard. It's where I make a living. But I fish every day, and I look at the Vinyl Haven windmills, and they don't bother me. I think they look kind of cool. I can actually tell which way the wind's blowing and how hot it blows. I don't even have to go to Go Moves to do that. I do believe that sighting the windmills is going to be key. And if you're offshore, you eliminate 95% of the fishing interest immediately. If you're 10 miles from land, you are really going to eliminate a lot of people. Now, there are people that fish out there and make a living out there. And where they're sighted will be key, and what kind of compensation will be offered. We're not sure whether we can fish around the turbines or the area will be closed off. No one's really said that yet. So we really don't know that much about it, but the reason I'm here is because as the president of the Maine Lobsters Association, which I have been for 20 years, we are very concerned, and it's our business to represent the fishermen of the state, the lobstermen of the state. And so we are on the cutting edge, and we stay informed, and we do want to know what the latest ideas and technology are. And so island communities have it a lot rougher than mainland communities, but we all are in the same boat on the planet. And we really need to look at alternative energy, I believe, for the future. Because I want my kids to be able to have a, you know, a nice place to live and a way to make a living.